Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, September 30th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The president's approval rating dropping again. Carjackings in Philadelphia hit an all-time high. Families cutting back on spending to cope with inflation. A new survey ranks the least taxed cities in the USA. Also, the message of the day update. Listeners, sound off. But first, a poll from Politico finds support for President Biden falling 5 points in 1 week. Just 41% now approve of Mr. Biden's performance, down from 46% 7 days ago. 56% disapprove. 38 days out from the midterms, Americans trust Republicans over Democrats to tackle key issues. 6 in 10 voters want candidates to focus on inflation, crime, and immigration. Just 37% think abortion or climate change are the primary issues. Carjackings in Philadelphia passing 1,000 for the first time in a city's history. Now, remember, carjacking is somebody points a gun at you and takes your keys. That's what carjacking is. Current trends have Philadelphia topping 1,300 carjackings by the end of the year. That's a catastrophe. Vehicular theft up from 225 back in 2019. Now it's going to be 1,300. That's an increase of 477%. Violent felonies in Philly also rising everywhere. Shootings up 40%. Homicides up 30%. Home invasions 20%. And the reason is the progressive DA Larry Krasner will not punish criminals. New data shows retail sales stalling. To save money, consumers are avoiding places like department stores and restaurants. Target reports a 90% drop in profits compared to last year, 90%. According to executives at Walmart, families are cutting back on clothing, home improvements, furniture. Instead, folks are buying non-perishable groceries like canned tuna and peanut butter. Forbes magazine listing the lowest tax cities in the USA. They are Jacksonville, Florida. Folks there pay 7% of their income to the local government. Fargo, North Dakota, 5%. Houston, Texas, 4%. Anchorage, Alaska, 3.5%. The least taxed town in the USA, Cheyenne, Wyoming. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine, but I will only use your first name on the radio. Let's go to Otto in Chatham, Illinois. O'Reilly, your comments were spot on regarding the current culture in our nation. I would add that there is a lack of moral compass in America with the demise of the family and its structure, and that is causing chaos. The family dinner was a cohesive factor in sending the message of doing the right thing. So the family dinner is on display in the TV show Blue Bloods. And if you've seen that show, that's one of the highlights of the hour. But you are absolutely correct, Otto.
I had to eat dinner with my family up to the age of about 15. Then I started to work. But at those family dinners, there was a lot of discussion about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, people have dinner all over the place, and even if they are together, the urchins have the phone in their hands. No. That's verboten, to use a German phrase, in my home. Let's go to Lena, who is in Amarillo, Texas. Since America has lost its moral compass, everything is degraded, including television, which I no longer watch. I miss the America I once knew. You know, nostalgia, Lena, is an interesting thing, because human beings have a tendency to remember the good things and black out the bad things. So we look back upon our lives in certain eras, and maybe they weren't so great, but we see it as a little bit better because of our thought process. However, you are correct. America's moral compass is on the decline. And the younger generation, I'm worried for them. Scott is in Durham, New Hampshire. Bill, you keep saying that Putin has nothing to gain. Isn't it something to reclaim Ukraine? I thought it was long known he wanted to take Ukraine. So what? He wants Ukraine. He wants everything. Ukraine is an independent country, part of the United Nations. And what good does Ukraine do Russia? Doesn't do it any good at all. Russia doesn't need Ukraine. So Putin's killing thousands of people for what? He's a megalomaniacal fanatic who wants to disrupt the world. This man is ultra dangerous. Putin. Sharon, Boise, Idaho. I tend to look at how famous people treat other people. It's a sign of true character when a famous person is kind to those who are around them. As far as I know, Donald Trump has been very good to those who have worked for him, his family, friends, and associates. I would concur with that, Sharon. Trump's family, very loyal to him. I know some of his employees, and they've worked for him for decades. So I would say, yeah. I mean, it's hard to judge. People have moods. People do certain things. Nobody's perfect. All of that. But I think you're on to something with Donald Trump. Steve in Belmore, New York, on Long Island. O'Reilly, I took your advice to get a skin cancer screening. I follow you on WABC Radio Daily. Thank you for looking out for me. You are welcome, Steve. You are welcome. Look, you got to be proactive with your health. Go to the dermatologist. Go to the dentist. Go to your doctor once a year. Mind what you eat. We want you around. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Check out my new book, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 62 years ago today, one of the most successful cartoons of all time debuted on ABC. The show featured a typical suburban family dealing with modern struggles like finance and raising kids. However, this show took place in the Stone Age. On September 30th, 1960, millions of Americans tuned in to Meet the Flintstones. Here is the story behind one of the most popular TV shows of all time. The Flintstones was developed by animators William Hanna and Joseph Barbera. After launching Tom and Jerry in the 1940s, the men wanted to create an animated series for adults. The show would feature a modern family living in an unusual setting. Early drafts had the family in ancient Rome, 17th century New England, Native American tribes of the Great Plains, and even outer space. They eventually settled on the town of Bedrock in the year 10,000 BC. The animators based the Flintstones family on comedian Jackie Gleason and characters from The Honeymooners. The cast included loudmouth husband Fred, smart and competent wife Wilma, friendly neighbors Barney and Betty Rubble. The Flintstones ran for six seasons, ending in 1966 in total. The show won three Emmys and spawned 15 spin-off series. And here's something else you might not know. Despite its association with children's programming, the Flintstones tackled adult issues never before seen on television. It was the first program on network TV to feature a husband and wife sleeping in the same bed. It also directly addressed topics like infertility, absent fathers, animal cruelty, alcohol abuse, and suicide. All of that in the Flintstones, but very, very subtly. And despite those heavy themes, the show was funny. My father loved the Flintstones. I couldn't believe it. Yabba dabba doo. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.